Yo!
Bowtie Genius Podcast.
What the hell is this?
It's like
a book club.
It's my favorite podcast.
Welcome to the Bowtie Genius Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast, and I'm your host, Naughty Black, the Bowtie Genius. Now, I know you're wondering, why does he call himself the Bowtie Genius? Well, because I actually design, create, and wear bow ties, and I also like to consider myself a genius, if you know what I mean. But you can be the judge of that. Now let's get into the podcast. Hello, welcome, and welcome back to the Bowtie Genius Podcast. Now today, we're going to salute the DJ. That's right, the disc jockey. So y'all know I had some time off, right? And guess what I did? I went and bought me a DJ controller. That's right. Nah, hold on. I'm not trying to be a DJ or become a DJ. It was just something I wanted to get off my bucket list. So, and trust me, it's not easy. It's way different than producing music. Way different. I mean, but it's fun. It's very time consuming. You have to practice. But we're going to get into all that. Shout out to the boys that helped me out. DJ Al Pete, DJ Lil Boy, DJ Shine, Double O. I appreciate y'all boys, man. I know I asked a million questions daily to y'all, but y'all got me on point, man, and I appreciate that. And now, for everybody else, if you haven't, please download, follow, subscribe to the Bowtie Genius Podcast. And for those geniuses who've already done so, thank you.
This is the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
Today's podcast episode is brought to you by Rekordbox DJ. Rekordbox DJ is a professional DJ platform that integrates everything from cloud music management to creative capabilities. So that means it enables a seamless DJ experience via multiple cloud-connected devices anywhere in the world. And it supports all pioneer DJ hardware, including the CDJ, XDJ players, and DJ controllers. Now, you can also use Rekordbox without a subscription, meaning it's absolutely free. So what you waiting on? Go to pioneerdj.com and get started.
If it's a hot topic, you'll find it here on the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We back. Today's episode is all about saluting the DJ. What is a DJ, you ask? Well, for everybody that has been living under a rock, DJ stands for disc jockey. And a DJ is a person who plays recorded music for an audience. Now, there are different types of DJs. You have your radio DJs, your club DJs, your mobile DJs, and your turntablists. Now, your radio DJs are your most popular DJs. Why? Because they've been around forever. And the radio DJ has the freedom to brighten someone's day. They allow one to discover their new favorite artist or give you flashbacks of a great memory. Now, ever since the 1950s, the radio DJ has played a big part of the daily life of humans. And during the 50s, 60s, and 70s, radio DJs exerted considerable influence on popular music, especially during the top 40 radio era. Because of their ability to introduce new music to the radio audience and promote or control which songs would be given airplay. Sounds familiar, huh? But all DJs should understand their audience, so they'll be able to share the information and the music the people like. Yeah, DJs spin records, but they also should be able to control the microphone as well. You know, stay involved with the people. Talk to the people. Let the people know you there. Are you into it? Me? I was always interested in DJing. But music and production took over. Yeah, I guess it gained more popularity and it kind of steered me that way. I clearly remember going to parties with my big brother, DJ Double O, carrying crates of records, helping him set up the equipment. And every party, he handed me the mic. Me and my homeboy, and we rocked it, rapping over instrumentals, original music, everything. But that DJ experience, man, it stuck with me for a long time. So that bug finally came back and bit me. And to this day, I was still mesmerized on how a DJ can control the crowd, kind of like an MC. You know what I mean? And I go to cigar lounges. I still go to clubs every now and then, concerts, and the DJ has the crowd in the trance. And I'm like, damn, I want to do that, man. I just want to see how it feels. I know how it feels on the MC side, on the rapping side. I want to know how it feels on the DJ side. So, as I'm having fun in these clubs, these lounges, at these concerts, I'm taking mental notes on what the DJ is doing, his actions, his cadence, his music selection. I'm taking notes. And I finally got the courage to say, you know what? Let me try this. So I went to YouTube. Yeah, I go to YouTube so I can study what's going on. I went to see what was the best beginning DJ controller. I went to see what's the best DJ program for beginners. And I ended up purchasing the Pioneer DDJ 200, which came with Rekordbox. Rekordbox is a free software that comes with the beginner controller. So I get the DJ controller. It's plug and play. Plug it right in after I downloaded Rekordbox software for free. And I quickly caught on. I already had a large variety of music on my hard drive. So once I found out how to import the songs onto the turntables, it was on. And me, I kind of get ahead of myself because once I feel like I know what I'm doing, I don't want to read the manual. I just want to just go at it. So I quickly outgrow the DDJ 200 in 1 week. And this is no lie. So I took it back and I got the next one up, which is the DDJ 400. Now, the DDJ 400 should be the first beginner controller for anybody. It has all your sound effects, all your faders, all your EQs, anything you need to start DJing. But that doesn't mean you're going to be the best DJ right off rip. I kind of had an advantage coming from a producer standpoint, meaning I know about tempos. I know about EQing. I know about stuff like that. So that kind of helped me out. And I also know about what songs sound good with other songs, what instrumentals sound good with acapellas. Now, I'm not that type of DJ that scratches. I don't know how to scratch. I'm going to be honest. If scratching makes you a DJ, I'm not a DJ. But I would tell anybody that's trying to be a beginner DJ to learn how to mix. That's when you take two songs and blend them in simultaneously. Now, they do have a beat sync button, meaning you can match the tempos up real easy. But if you want to learn how to mix, I suggest you don't use those. Just learn how to blend in on your own. And it's going to take some time. You got to think about it. You're a beginner DJ. You're not DJ Kid Capri, Jazzy Jeff, or none of those DJs. It's steps to this. And it's going to take a lot of practice. So I got in here, man. I watched YouTube. I read the manual. And I went at it. I practiced. I put this song with this song. I put Frankie Beverly Before I Let Go with Beyonce Before I Let Go. And I wanted to blend those songs in because I know that's a decent match. And I know that's what a lot of DJs play. They mix those two songs together. So I practice with that day in, day out, day in and day out. Now, I remind you, well, some of y'all don't know, I had a family reunion coming up within maybe 3 weeks of me getting that. So that's what I was preparing for. And they nominated me as a DJ. They didn't know I had this equipment. They just said, hey, I know Said does music. We're going to let Said DJ. So I'm ready. I'm practicing. I got my playlist ready. I'm a real DJ, man. I'm in here. So I would do maybe like a 30-minute set practicing, and I would let my daughter and my wife hear it. And they was like, it sound good. So, of course, you know, that went to my head. I went to downloading songs left and right that I think people wanted to listen to. I'm talking about 70s music, 80s music, 90s, and on up. I did all this legally, too. Yeah, I'm subscribed to BPM Supreme. That's a DJ record pool, online DJ record pool. So you get all my music from. So in the midst of all this, I'm texting Al Pete. I'm texting Shine. Hey, send me some music that they don't have on this website. You know, because like a lot of old music they don't have. But I know my brother's been DJing for so long, they got these tracks. So I'm telling them, hey, put it in the folder, send it to me so I can download, I can have this music. They said, yeah, they do that. Now, I got this DJ, this itch, this bug that I'm trying to DJ. I want to DJ at the reunion and blah, blah, blah. And forgot, I'm doing this on my studio monitors. Like, I don't even have a speaker or speakers to take with me to the venue or to the wherever we having this reunion at. I get my my power speaker, which is a Bluetooth speaker. I think it's either a 10 or a 12. Look like a 12. And I hook everything up to it. Now, I got all my cords and everything because the same cords that are RCA and stuff like that, a lot of beat machines and stuff take. The controller takes the same thing. So I run that from my laptop to my controller to my speaker. People, being a DJ is way more expensive than being a music producer. I'm not even going to lie to you. And if another producer says it's not, that is a lie. Man, I looked at how much these speakers cost, how much a DJ table costs. Man, it's expensive. So why these people out here DJing and y'all wonder why they charging all this money? It's to pay for their equipment. Keep their pockets fat, man, because this stuff costs. Even when it breaks, it costs more to fix than like maybe an MPC or something like that, man. I get it. I didn't know at first. I know now getting into it. And then you have to have a truck or SUV to load all this equipment in to move this equipment from place to place. You have to gas up that vehicle. You might need somebody else to help you load and unload the equipment. And y'all want to nickel and dime these DJs. Even a beginner DJ that has some little skills, they should start off at least $50 an hour. Y'all got to pay these DJs, man. So I understand they gripe. And I didn't even get paid. This was for my family, which I would have done for free anyways. But, man, I stood up there for maybe 3 and 4 hours, man. And that was just, well, it's kind of relaxing for me because I wasn't stressed out or I didn't have any pressure because, like I said, it was family. But imagine these DJs, man, in these clubs, how much pressure. They're standing up all night. Y'all coming to the booth saying, can you play this? Can you play that? This song, that song. They probably already got their set prepared. They got their folders prepared with certain songs they're going to play. And then out of the blue, you come and say, can you play this? Can you play that? Now, I did experience that. And one thing people don't tell you as being a beginner DJ is you're not going to play the song straight through. Somebody's going to come and interrupt your flow and you have to stop where you at. Hand them the microphone so they can talk. Do this and that. And that's not a club DJ. That's maybe like a mobile DJ that does birthday parties, family reunions and things like that. And I'm saying that just to say it's a lot of other stuff that goes into being a DJ. And yes, a DJ is still part of the music business. So you will run into politics. And that is what take the fun out of the music business. The DJing, the MCing, and everything is the politics. But you have to know the rules to the game if you want to play. See, y'all just on the outside looking in, the people that's not involved in that whole situation. Like the person that just come to the club, to the concert, to the venue, and just want to have fun. And just want to hear some of their favorite songs. Y'all don't know what the DJ has been through that day or that night. You don't know if his job is on the line. If he messes up, he won't get that gig again. You don't know if the promoter has all his money. You don't know what he's going through. And he's still entitled to make you happy. Not himself or herself. They're entitled to make you happy. That depends on if they're going to eat the next day. So, salute to the DJs. The beginner DJs. The intermediate DJs. The professional DJs, the ones that's making these artists hot, making these songs hot, keeping the people happy, keeping the drinks flowing, keeping the bartenders paid. It goes so on and so on. And who me? I'm still practicing. To this day, I'm still practicing. I don't have it all down pat. Maybe you would see me in one of your favorite lounges one day. I don't know about the club. I don't even want to get into that atmosphere. You might see me at your auntie birthday party or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm still practicing. The family reunion went well. I mean, it went well. And I had some wonderful teachers. My young cousin, Deezy. Shout out Deon Trez. And my uncle Vince. They know music in and out as well. So they was there guiding me through it. Deezy didn't come, but he guided me through what music sounds good for this occasion or this moment. My uncle, old school Planet Rock dude, you know, told me what was going on his end with his generation. And all in all, it worked out. So for the beginner DJ, I'm going to end this with three DJ programs I think you should start with. The first one is Record Box DJ, free to download and to use. You can use it with your laptop. Also, you could use it with a mobile device, which is your phone or your iPad or Android tablet. Second one, Virtual DJ, also free to download and free to use. The last one, Serato DJ. And I think Serato DJ is the most popular one, especially for the professional DJs. Now, I don't know if Serato is free. They might have a light edition or something like that that is free. But, you know, you got to do your own digging and doing your own research to find out. I might be throwing out a few videos showcasing my little skills, you know what I'm saying, to keep y'all informed about my progress as a DJ. Me, I don't have a DJ name. You know how DJ so-and-so and so. No, my name is still Naughty Black, the Bowtie Genius. Right now, and maybe forever, I don't consider myself a DJ. I just like to see the people happy, man. I like good music. I like good vibes. And I just like good people overall. And with that being said, this has been a very special episode of the Bowtie Genius Podcast, saluting the DJs. So y'all keep the turntable spinning, and we're going to keep winning. Stay blessed. Peace.
This has been another edition of the Bowtie Genius Podcast. Check out new releases every other Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If it's a hot topic, you'll find it here on the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
Welcome.
Contact us on Twitter at Bowtie Genius or on Spotify at the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
File done.
Join us next time for the Bowtie Genius Podcast.